You know, it seems that it's the first line of attack from the left when one of these horrible things happens is to attack you and to attack me. As if we have anything at all to do with what happened in Uvalde, Texas with this soulless, wretched monster that had a vacancy and a darkness so deep and consuming, he decided to murder school children. He didn't know. Why do we have so many of these young people? Young people. And this is about as political as I'll get on this particular point today. But rest assured, there are those on the left that were disappointed in this shooting, not because it happened, not because of the families of the 19 little kids that are planning funerals right now, not because of the families of the three teachers killed in Uvalde, or for the grandmother of this monster. No, they are disappointed today because the shooter wasn't a white guy in his 40s. You see, a Hispanic kid who's 18 years old doesn't fit their narrative. A Hispanic teenager doesn't fit the narrative. I'm pretty sure the 18-year-old kid in Uvalde was not a member of the National Rifle Association. He had possession of those guns illegally, and it makes me sick to my stomach to think about what these parents and these families are going through. I can't even begin to imagine how awful that is today. The stress, the vomiting, the inability to sleep, all of those things. But the answer is not to blame you or me or blame America. Look at these clowns like Jimmy Kimmel. What a wretched joke he is. When in doubt, attack America, especially people who are conservative or don't think quite like you do. Make sure you attack them and smear them and ridicule them every single day. Jimmy Kimmel is part of the problem in America. People like him are part of the problem in America. I'll take your thoughts today. I don't normally do this, but I will today. 877-310-9966. 877-310-9966. It's the Common Sense Hotline. Anywhere in America. I'll take your call. I believe the only thing we can do is take those piles of money that we have, stop sending it to places like Ukraine, and start defending our own children. Putting police officers, retired military, Marines, Navy, Air Force, retired sheriff's deputies, retired local police officers, whoever, trained teachers in the art of self-defense. You see, the left has fought back against this over and over and over again. Why? Wouldn't you have preferred that a math teacher or an English teacher in Uvalde, Texas yesterday had the ability to fight back? I know there's 19 families right now at this moment that wish to God that somebody inside that building had the ability to fight back before law enforcement showed up on the scene. Before 19 young lives were taken by a monster. A monster that could have been eliminated. Well, guns, too many guns in the school makes it more dangerous. We live in a world where these things happen unpredictably. Disarming law-abiding citizens is not the answer. Gutting the United States Constitution and trash-talking America is not the answer. The answer is defending the schools and the children. Another gun-free zone becomes the place of slaughter. And that's the truth. 877-310-9966. 877-310-9966 if you want to join the conversation here, because I am curious as to what people believe around this country. Blaming the gun lobby is absolutely first of all, it's dishonest. It's weak. It's an automatic go-to talking point. And if that's the best you've got, there's a reason you're going to get tossed out in November. Nobody has any faith in anything you do because you don't do anything well. And that's a fact, Joe Biden. All right. I'm going to start with Jason, checking in from Detroit on the hotline today. Jason, what's on your mind?
Hey, Steve. Awesome show. I just want to say that 100% I agree with you. We need to have police in the schools, by all means, and we need to protect our kids.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Jason, because I mentioned this earlier. Detroit Public Schools, and they have their own problems. Big city schools do. What they don't have is mass shootings. Because there are police officers in the schools of the city of Detroit, aren't there?
There are. Am I actually talking to Steve?
Yeah, absolutely. You're on the air. You're live, brother.
Oh, man, that's cool. All right. No, that, I agree 100%. And when I grew up as a kid, there was never, you know, really very little violence. And now it's everywhere. And I'm afraid to go to the grocery store, you know? I mean,
I'm not afraid.
I'm only 46.
Yeah, I understand that. I'm not afraid, but my situational awareness is a lot higher than it ever used to be. Yours, too, I'm sure. Jason, thank you for checking in. Greatly appreciate it. I'm going to jump down. Krista is checking in from the state of Ohio, a school teacher. Krista, good to have you. Where are you in Ohio?
Good morning, Steve. I live in Millersport, Ohio, small farming community.
Yeah.
I work at a school district 10 minutes from my home in Baltimore, Ohio. It's a very sad, sad day.
It is.
In our country.
Yeah.
I send my grandchildren off to a school another 15 minutes from me. And we do active shootings all the time. I remind the children, I remind the high school children that I work with, you have to be able to protect yourself. You have to see and speak and tell us what you see. I'm a concealed carry as well. We have military, retired military that teach with us that are not allowed to bring in a gun. Yet,
how does it, and that doesn't make any sense, does it? We have billions of dollars for schools right now, billions of dollars. I'm telling you, there are 19 families in Texas right now that wish to God that somebody had been retired military there to defend those little kids yesterday, right?
Steve, we spend more energy in our administration's offices making certain that we are using the correct pronouns than whether or not we have an active shooter practice session for our school systems, once a year, but yet weekly we're reminded of using pronouns. It is a scary, scary thought in our country right now.
Even in your little towns in Ohio. Krista, thank you very much for checking in. I truly appreciate it. Krista, Millersport, Ohio. Greatly appreciate it. We'll take more of your phone calls here after the break. 877-310-9966. 877-310-9966. Man, she makes a great point. We spend all this time talking about pronouns. How about we spend some time making sure that the teachers have a concealed carry permit or that there's a police officer or a retired sheriff's deputy on the campus every day? We'll be back. When it comes to getting a new dog, I always tell people start at the shelter because that's a great idea. But sometimes you're looking for something special in your new long-term best friend. And that's when I found the Barking Boutique. They suggest starting at the shelter too, but if that doesn't work, they have a world of wet noses and loving nuzzles and puppy breath to choose from. The Barking Boutique began when its owner David was heartbroken by what he found looking for a new dog, puppy mills, and people he didn't trust. He decided he could do things better. And the Barking Boutique was born, now with several locations in West Michigan. The Barking Boutique is dedicated to working with reputable dealers, and they guarantee the health of your dog for the next 5 years. They also offer daycare and boarding for your best furry friends. So before you just start guessing about where to get the perfect puppy for you and your family, start with the Barking Boutique. I've been there myself, and trust me, you're going to love the Barking Boutique, and you can start your search right now. TheBarkingBoutique.com. TheBarkingBoutique.com.
When today is unpredictable, You need sound advice and strong support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals for tomorrow. Ameriprise has been guiding clients through challenging times for over 125 years. You can take comfort in working with an advisor who's backed by that strong experience and who's there to guide you with personalized, goal-based financial advice. Together, you and your Ameriprise advisor can plan your future while navigating your now. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.